You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Joining us now is our resident Sunday Session chef, Mike van der Alzen. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we?
I'm good, thank you. Did you wake up nice and early this morning or enjoy that extra hour's sleep?
Maybe not. I woke up and went, wow, that's unusual. It's light outside. What time is it? And it was like 6 o'clock. I was like, what's going on here? But crazy. Do you know what?
Yes.
Thank God for iPhones.
Oh, and they otherwise, just change themselves.
That's it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'll be running an hour behind all the time.
No. You can't change. You're probably going to have to change something in the house. You're going to have to change your oven or something, Mike.
I know, but then I got into my old Hilux and I was like, yes, we're back to normal again.
Okay, so I had to come in very early this morning for a particular reason, much earlier than normal, and I Ubered in and I got in the car and I looked at the car clock and I went, oh, don't tell me that's the time I've missed. And he went, no, I'm sorry, I can't work. He said to me, it's manual, I don't know how to change it. I said, dude, you're going to have to change that. You can't, you're going to be freaking out so many customers, Anyway, moving on, you've got a bit of inspiration if you want to kind of whip up. I was going to call, I sort of said this could be a lovely brunch, which it could, but then I've noticed you've thrown some white wine in.
I know.
Well,
is it ever too early? I don't know. Erin's up next.
She'll probably say yes.
You never know. So it's Rosti's with poached eggs and cream spinach. Because I figured, if you've got that extra hour in the morning, it's like, why not put it into cooking some delicious food? So you might need to leave it till next Sunday now, I'm just thinking. So I wanted to run through the actual making of just the Rosti itself.
Go,
because Rosti could be lunch, it could be brunch, it could be dinner. So to make a good Rosti, and I'm talking a good Rosti, we used to make these at Moulton and they were delicious. So you need 5 large potatoes. Agria are the preferred. Large ones are better than small ones just because you can undercook the large ones easier. So take 5 large potatoes, peel them, pop them into a pot of cold water, put in a decent amount of salt, and slowly bring them up to the boil. Whilst they're coming up to the boil, you want to turn your oven on to 180 degrees. When they come up to the boil, simmer them for about 8 minutes, and this really depends on the size of them. So you want to have a skewer or something sharp at hand, and you want to stake it into that potato, and you want to stop the cooking before the potatoes are fully cooked. So you want them to be still undercooked in the center. So I'm figuring 8 minutes. By then, take them out, put them onto a tray, pop them into your fridge, let them cool down. Once they're cool enough to handle, I've just got a fan tail that's just flowing inside, so it's the background going on. Once they're cool enough, grate them and pop them into a bowl along with 100 grams of melted butter and a decent amount of cracked pepper and a decent amount of flaky salt. That's your potato mix done. Then take a large pan. Cast iron would be preferred because of that even cooking surface, or a non-stick. Heat it up and then drop in 3 tablespoons of sunflower oil. And now you've got your potato mix. You've got your pan that's heating. Slowly add in your potato mix into the bottom. While you're adding the potato mix, just kind of give your pan a little bit of a shake because you don't necessarily want it to stick hard. And once you go halfway, you have a choice. You can either fill your pan up with potatoes and then you've got a potato Rosti. Or at halfway, you could put in some gorgonzola. You could put in some onion jam. You could put in some black pudding. You could put in some truffle. And then you put the rest of the potatoes on top. Once your pan is full, you can then fire that into the oven. I tend to put a little bit more oil around the outside of that of the potato in the pan just to stop it from sticking again. Fire it in the oven. It's going to be in there for about 30 minutes. After 30 minutes, pull it out. And whilst it's still hot, flip it over onto a plate. And in theory, if everything goes to plan, it should come out in one beautiful whole piece.
Fingers crossed. I love it. Thank you so much, Mike.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.